Blog Talk Radio.
That's why they didn't expect that. Look at, I didn't expect that from Jay. Period. And then when you brought that to me, you hurt my feelings. I'm like, oh man, I just touched this dude over here with this woman. You know what I mean? Now they're gonna be calling me all the time. Right? Jay is there to keep y'all from dealing with calling me. Not Jay.
Hand in the mic, sir.
Allow me to retort. It's not my bad. I sincerely apologize for hurting your feelings. It will never happen again. I was just confused in the midst of it all because I had no idea what was going on. But now I understand. I got you.
Okay, now what it is, watch how this works. A king.
Yeah.
Where you work at?
The hotel. Oh,
wait. At the hotel. Okay.
Yeah.
Who did you get that job from?
Crossover.
Who do you work for?
Crossover.
Do you work for the hotel?
No.
Do you work for God?
No.
Do you work for who?
Crossover.
Smart man. Once they try and you give them a crack, they're going to bust it over here and flood. You know what I mean? You guys are planting the seed and making it easier. And we see now that this guy is going to be coming up next leader for that generation because he's talking from his heart every time.
No matter how ugly he is.
Right? So if I can see that in the spirit, so I start working on it. I don't need you to break because you was so, Jay, so solid. No mistakes at all. Now, listen, that one mistake, you like him, that one mistake, all your good outweighs that one. But just remember, it started a ripple effect, right? You don't like it. Because at the end, I'm always the one ending up happening. And I'm trying to get what? Like, I'm trying to get like this preacher all up there in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's why. And y'all think that the thing that me and my wife sitting worried for he's sitting there. Right? But the thing is, can my wife really feel safe? Me feel safe and need it over. Okay. They're gonna do that blank check. A release from the old civil rights leaders to the new civil rights.
We new civil rights.
Come on. Now, if we let little crap get through our we had a solid brotherhood.
Now look how many niggas we got sitting at the table.
But the niggas at the table still solid.
Man,
we have a solid brotherhood.
Somebody took a picture.
Wait. Me and Jay was the only one running that black music. I mean, like people march, right? This girl and these other girls came up to me and they looked at us, right? Now, both of us, suited and booted, not suited. He had his walk and talk on the hand. She said, you guys are amazing. She didn't say incredible. Oh, y'all got your stuff together. Hey, and all you guys, and there's only two of us, but to them, it was a bunch of us. Spirits, angels were there. So I looked at him, right? And I sat down. When they said, should I keep marching? Yeah, maybe he's got to fly. And then he kept marching, right? So he got footage that we would have never got. Me fussing at the police. We would have never got. If he was the first edition. It says something in his head that the camera started pushing. We had no push because he's holding a flag that another man tried to take from him.
You want to try the Christian flag?
Yeah, the nigga tried to take the flag from him.
He tried to tell me how to hold it. I told him he ain't touching my flag.
He said, you're supposed to hold this flag. Yeah.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Don't worry about what he's holding.
He called us the militia, and me and Bishop just looked at each other and started laughing like, bro, that nigga, what
side would you be from?
I want to say this. I want to say this right here, like, we, as young black men, we as men of God really have to step our game up. Because I wouldn't even say it's crazy, but that's the only word I can really use. It's crazy how many young people is having babies right now. You know what they having?
Abortion.
Nope. Yeah, abortion. But most of them, yes, most of them is female.
Yeah.
And if we ain't got young black men to stand up and be strong, who gonna
to protect
and drop the market?
Yeah.
You know what?
Gotta drop the market.
I wanna say this. This nigga at work, you know you get your locker room talk. This nigga at work, he's telling me, he's like, man, he's like, man, what kind of races have you been with? Like, I said, man, I don't mess around like that. So I tell him, like, you know, he was talking, right? So he's naming off the races and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I did that. You know, I'm not messing with that. Or, you know, I hope to have done that. You know, stuff like that. And so he asked me, he's a light-skinned dude, like a Larry light-skinned, like, you know. So he's like, what kind of girls do you love? I said, man, I love black women.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I love Mexican. I said, man, I love Mr. Black women. Then he asked me, and he really tried to pick my brain, like, why do you love black women? Like, why do you figure black women over everything else? I said, man, all I told him is really, I said, man, I would stay around Mexicans when I came to Riverside. I mean, when I came to San Bernardino. I said, man, the Bible's different with blacks. Like, I love blacks ever since then. But Coach Hardy saying Riverside, I said, nigga, you need to get out of that city, bro. Too many messages, nigga. The police paid us off.
It's crazy.
You go to Martin Luther King High
School. No. We ain't going to talk about that. But, nah, my thing is, bro, and I really wanted to say this. I wanted to say it tomorrow in my testimony, but I'm going to say it right now. Yeah. It's the thing about racism, right?
Come on, tell me about it.
Think about racism. The way I define racism is one race thinking they're better than another race.
Yes. Power.
So,
not better, power.
More powerful.
Yeah.
So in that instance, we got to check ourselves too, bro. Like,
you ask me this.
What?
Is it racist loving your race more than any other race?
No, that's not racist.
No.
We talking about power. We talking about power.
God gave us dominion over fish and the mighty fish and the fowls of the air and everything.
So that being said, I done caught a couple of niggas saying, oh, I can't be racist. I'm black. I can't be racist. I'm black. Yes, it's possible to be racist in any race. And I sit and think about it, like, I told Larry this. I even told Black this. Like, we on the fouls about a white man killing our black man. Justified. It's justified. But is it justified when a nigga is killing a nigga and we don't say nothing?
Ah.
Like, it dwells in my mind so much, like, when this whole thing started, like, I didn't want to say nothing. Like, I wanted to stay quiet. And then it's like, if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about everything. Let's talk about the ins and outs of everything.
Nigga, stop killing niggas before we try to stand up to a white man and tell him stop.
Man, come on.
Tell him, stop hating.
Stop hating. Stop all the hate.
On your own. Yeah, stop all the hate.
Go ahead. Just start talking to this mic.
All right.
That's
going
too much.
This is Jay, a.k.a. Light Bright, a.k.a. Metal. I'm about to get a little deep with y'all. So growing up, you know, being as light as I am, it's always been me versus the dark skins. And I'm not saying that as a racist thing. I'm saying that as I try to do everything to fit in to be black, or at least their definition of black.
Yeah.
So what me and Akeem was talking about yesterday in the midst of what happened, I told Akeem that, you know, these dudes was at the hotel. They was staying with the guests. They were sitting there. They were smoking like they was friends and stuff. Out of nowhere, dude pulls out a rifle, and the other dude pulls out a pistol and says, give me your money. And this is black on black. So when the cops got there, there was not one black cop in the midst of it. It's Mexicans and white boys, and now all they're looking for is a black man between the height of 5'11 and 6'3". You know, that could be any one of us. Hold on, before you continue. And I'm just saying that to say this, because like I said, growing up, I always felt you know, more connected to black people, but I was drawn away because of the color of my skin, and I've always been subjected because I am the light skin, and back in the slave days, Jim Crow days, there's always the house niggas versus the field niggas, and I would have been considered a house nigga. But see, here's the thing about me being a house nigga. I'm the nigga in the house that's getting the guns and ready to free my black brothers and sisters all over the place, because it don't make no sense that me and Bishop is the only two heads in a crowd of 1,000 people, and yet we keeping them under control just with our voice. Exactly.
Okay, I wanna, let me say this, I see me and I see was talking. The word oppressed was used when we were talking. Now you look up the word oppressed. I looked up prefix and suffix, dictionary one night for a whole hour trying to find what does O mean. O is doesn't mean nothing. It's just there to cover, just to cover a space. You know, kiddo, something. You know, so you look up press. Okay, press means to press something down. Like, you know, now you press anything down too much, it's liable to pop. Okay, so now the way they're using oppress is basically saying, okay, black people's been oppressed, this and that, you know, basically saying that they've been pressured on us, you know, put on our necks, basically, which have. But one thing that we overlook is they oppress us in neighborhoods. And that's what I was telling Nakeem about, and I heard what he said. I said, bro, when we were kids, one thing we used to say, and one thing, I grew up in Riverside. I fought Mexicans, bro, until I came out here. But I said, bro, one thing we used to say, like, nigga, we ain't got no white people to fight. Like, man, you bring some white boys here. Nigga, bring some white boys here with some money right now. You know, nigga, we rob them. You feel me? But I said, bro, they oppress us. So you say press, you know, pressing, you know, they put us all together and press us down in one small neighborhood. You look at San Bernardino, but you go to Riverside. You see more black people out here in San Bernardino in the ghetto than you will see in Riverside in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say they pick certain areas to oppress us, so they oppress us in San Bernardino. So now we got a bunch of niggas that's here getting pressured down, get knocked on by the police, and can't get a job, hard to find to get a job. Because right now I was thinking at work, I'm like, damn, you know, what's wrong with the black people? You know, what's wrong with this nation is, nigga, they background check it. I was telling Lindsay, I'm like, after they background check us, we can't get the job. So what do they expect us to do? Go back and sell the weight? She was like, oh, no, they expect us to go look harder.
Keep trying.
No, but it's like, you know, how can we keep trying when, nigga, we walk in and, nigga, all there is warehouses that's doing background checks.
And that's
you
the
know,
that's
let
the mentality
let
of
me,
the niggas.
Let me ask you. This is how the whole game is set up. If a white man wants to have downtown San Bernardino, he lowers the rent and raises it in Upland. And everybody in Upland that's black leaves because the rent's so high, and they move to San Bernardino where the rent is low. So they have it there and let them tear it up. The best way to keep black people as slaves is to have them fight amongst each other, Crips and Bloods, right? So you put them in one little section, Crips and Blood, they tearing it up. Nobody wants downtown San Bernardino, right? But me, because I'm living out here. Nobody but me, right? Because I know now that if we pay for this stuff that we're tearing up at a deep price.
I'm going to say this, you go back to Monopoly, and that's what I was telling Akeem and him, okay? And that's how we got to do it right there. We just got the formula right there. We got to play Monopoly in this game, and this is how we're going to change it. Nigga, we get a deal in downtown San Bernardino, and we use Larry Spirit, and there's a positive vibe it all the way through.
All the way. I told you to bring the party. Are you getting that yet? Now, how long I've been trying to teach that to y'all?
Look.
I said, Black, I'll get it sooner or later.
You've
been
getting
it all along.
You've been getting it.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. Click your heel 3 times, nigga. You're going to find a way. You had it all along. Now, this is how you hit them. This is how you hit them.
Come with me. Hell Mary, nigga, run quick. What do we have here now? Do you want to ride and die? Da, 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 da. Now the Catholic Charity is in trouble. Give us a building and one of those big churches, and you can switch us over, because we're Christians too, switch us over as the new church. That means that we now, I had to get preachers ready. I had to get preachers ready.
Crossover Charity.
The sign is already out there. It's been at the door for the longest. Mm-hmm. I talked to them Saturday. They're going to go to the diocese. I want one of those big buildings.
Good.
What I'm going to do with it? I don't need it. John. But you see, now all a black man got to do is what? The Bible says, act and you shall be
received.
And don't be a hater. Don't be a hater and watch from where you come from.
400 years because I just turned last year.
I just turned the
light on. We started 1619. Me and our team did the math in the car one day. We started 1619. And so 2018 marked it 399 years. I told our team, I said, bro, so we got one more year of slavery. So look, nigga, that's why once 2020 hit, everything went bad.
Listen, this is the end of this year is our greatest year, but next year it's gonna be off the chain for us. We just got that's what our song Destiny Child made with the brat survive. All we got to do is survive. And we niggas know how to survive. Right?
You've been surviving for freaking
come on, 400 years.
Longer than that,
we've been surviving. The thing is, you gotta check. It could have been our man. Okay, now, but if we go another route, look at this. Also, the police came to the church, and a sergeant and one of his boys, and they gave me the number to the lieutenant that's over our ward, right?
Yep.
So I'm supposed to call him. Now, when I call him, they're going to set up a meet and greet. Johnny was supposed to set up that meet and greet, right? I usually call Jay, but Jay threw me off of that because he told me, what if we was in a situation with these other dudes? He did that little, whoa. So Johnny was supposed to call him and set up the meet and greet, and Johnny's not here to tell us about how it went. But the meet and greet, we're going to the police station, or he's going to come here. They said, it'll make no difference the way you want to do it. The reason why the Holy Spirit had us, me and this thing here, bigger than gorillas. Police scared to come outside glass. They was afraid to even open their door. Like, you should have saw it.
I even put the card in.
Get that notice. He put a business card. That's what made him after we dispersed, it's on. We got a video we can show you.
Man. Hold on. I wanted to say something. It's crazy that we said that because it might.
It's crazy that we said that because. After they dispersed from the police station, a few people came up, and this one woman, she said something I'll never forget. She straight up looked at Bishop, and she was talking to Bishop, and she was like, you a pastor? He's like, yes. She's like, I don't even want to do this anymore. This don't make no sense what they're doing, because the cops won't even acknowledge the fact that you guys are protesting and want, you know, equality. Like, for example, we were walking. Why the police in the middle of the street doing donuts trying to get the protesters' attention? Right? Literally trying to get the protesters' attention, doing donuts. And everybody started walking towards it. And then the cop had the audacity, and I mean the audacity, to sit here in Bishop's face and say, we're here because we don't want no protesters to get on the freeway. Bishop looked that man in the windows of his soul, and he said, these is hood niggas. All they know is hood. What the hell we gonna get on a freeway for?
We don't do no freeway.
You feel me? And it just was, it literally
just
was
gave us the idea. If
yeah,
we did
now
do
we
it.
Know. Yeah, now we know.
Because,
yeah.
Like I said, they was literally, I'm talking about there was at least 12 different police cars, and there was a police bus, and all they was doing was donuts. With their lights on. We wasn't even going down that street, my nigga. I mean, we was literally standing right there by the bus station. But next thing you know, all the protesters, they seen the lights, just like I'm off to the plane. They saw lights, they started attracted to it. Then we took a knee in front of the cops. And bitch was like, what's up, nigga? You wanted this, then bring on. You out here like you want to do something.
Yeah,
peaceful
like
protest. Cool. But yeah, you sitting there with a billy club longer than my entire body.
Look.
Longer
Jay.
Than the flag.
Look, Jay. Now I want to stop because we young men. You feel me? We young men. So right now, I want to ask the younger men.
There we go.
What they take on the situation is? No, I want to hear. I want to hear you, and I want to hear Montre. I want to hear both of y'all. So y'all tell me what y'all think is a greater solution and what we should do about this situation, and your opinion on the situation.
How do you feel for your life? To come, you know, your lifestyle to come.
Because y'all the ones who are going to be taking over.
Where do you want to be? How do you want to, that's yeah.
It's both
just about being black.
Equality, just being young black men. Yeah, I'm going to put the camera on you too.
Yeah.
don't
you don't
ain't got to. Speak on
you
what you know.
Jesus.
That's where you feel like you being a black man, how it will get better. What you can do or what your people as being a young man can do in this world or in this generation.
Let me tell you why. They're going to hate you. You know why they're going to hate you? Because you're really black. They're going to hate this one. He's going to open his mouth whether you hate him or not because he's really black. Right? So how do you feel somebody to judge you off your skin color? Not after your character, because your character is tight and your grades are sick. Right? Straight A student. But they look at your skin and don't want to accept you. How would you feel?
I'm being hurt like I was wrong.
Talking in mind.
I'm being hurt like I was wrong for no reason.
Ah! Hurt like he was wrong. After he goes through life doing everything the white man told him to do, teaching him. Your boy makes straight A's, nigga.
Nowhere
can get
nowhere
people out
there
telling this to.
They said we got to be twice as good as the white
man.
That's crazy.
All right, Montre.
Can't believe that. You just talk. How you feel about
that
situation?
I just don't like the way people try to be we're gonna try to say we're all like one race. That's the way I want to learn it in the future. Like,
come on.
There's no such thing as racism.
Okay, so we're all what was it? Mankind.
Human race. One. Human race.
Say that. I just want to be one. Then you got to say human race. I just want to be one. Now, we can change that. It's up to us. For you guys. I had told Black, when your brothers get back in there, right? This SOG, they gonna be off the chain, right? Because we got something to fight for, right? And I know that this nigga really love y'all, because this nigga will fight anybody by himself because of one of y'all. So I know that if the spirit gets into him and let me get in his ear, this little black nigga cooking up there. And tell him off, because he's gonna come from his heart, because this is your brothers and your sisters, and then the people that are white, those are your brothers and sisters. Native Americans, your brothers and sisters. That's my daughter over there.
This is how I feel. I respect everything y'all said. That's real. That's real facts. Because a lot of these dudes nowadays, they just want to do one thing. They want to gangbang, sell drugs, and that don't just circle around black youth. That's white boys. That's Asian boys. That's all nationalities, and they don't see that. They don't see that they out here. We don't want to do this. And it is crazy. It's crazy because rap music. It used to be sending a message. You know, rap music used to be, yeah, I'm selling these quarters. I'm doing, but they saying all of that because they doing that. They're doing that to get up out the hood, so they ain't got to do that no more. Y'all thinking it's cool to rap about. Y'all thinking y'all want to do this. Nigga, you don't want to do this, nigga. You go to jail for
come on
18 years, nigga, and you
hey,
doing all
that. For your
hey,
man,
come on,
hey, man. Remember the white girl. She was trying to tell her parents, you know, like, man, you know what these people been through, talking about black people. She said, you know, all they want to do is just smoke. He said, I went to the hood. All they want to do is just smoke, gang bang, and do drugs. And so on my side, like, you know, when niggas was smoking and drinking heavy, like, man, you know, like, nigga, I was doing that because, nigga, I had stuff on my mind. Like, nigga, I was smoking because, nigga, I got to deal with this going through home.
Yeah.
Process of that, nigga, I'm hitting the street.
Wrong man,
like, nigga, and I gotta,
come
man.
On.
Like, man, and I'm nigga, like, real
stuff.
That's what black people do go through, grown men problems as a
child.
Yeah. You know, because now I'm like, man, I got to deal with home and stuff like this.
And
now
I'm
walking
to try
to be a good child and still walking the streets.
And
police look at me like I'm a grown man. So now that makes me, nigga, just give me the blunt end, nigga.
Yeah.
All right, just,
and all these niggas that's sitting here rapping, telling you that it's cool to gangbang and all this other stuff, they're telling you that that's the rule.
Yeah.
When they should tell you that that's the exception, they just the exception to the rule. They're the one niggas out of 1,000 that made it out. Hold on, I'm not finished yet. Let me get my point out. They're the one niggas out of 1,000 that made it out and had the audacity to start us off at $12 an hour and want us to make a living when they keep raising the rent and telling us to move and forcing us to move in lower neighborhoods to where you got all the Muslims on every corner selling liquor and blunts and weed and all that other stuff. Because last time I checked, no niggas I know own a boat.
Look, man. Look, and I hope 100,000 people see this live. Ain't no nigga out here, bruh, come on, man. Look.
They gonna get it.
Any rapper in the game right now with colored hair, rainbow hair, I don't care, niggas out here with pink hair. Nigga, you ain't no gangbanger, nigga. What are you talking about? Nigga, you ain't never been on the block. Stop lying. Niggas be lying so much. And it's crazy, like, y'all see here.
When that nigga 7 say, he said, I guess y'all lying for the bread. Y'all straight baloney, nigga.
Nigga, man. Niggas baloney out here. Niggas is really fake meat. And y'all niggas really don't. Y'all sit back and respect these men for their influence. But they all scripted. They wrote these niggas' lives. They made these niggas the stars they are. They it's like this. Niggas don't get signed for the money. Niggas get signed for the image.
This is how it would work. I could take my son, right, and make him a star. But he won't be such a big star until I introduce him to someone else.
Right.
Nick Cannon was a star. His dad got him. But when he hooked up with Will Smith, he became a celebrity. Everybody knew him then, right? So his dad can only take him where?
So far.
And then somebody else had to come in and take him where? Okay, so it comes with us too, right? But we don't need nobody to go far because we got Jesus. But if you don't stand up like you're just as powerful as them, matter of fact, you're not. Okay, I'm on the phone with the movie. 70 years old, right? and none of my people want to work with me. I have no problem with them. I like the bow ties and the suits because that's what our man used to wear. So since our man don't want to suit up, I can use them. I said, check this out. I need the Muslims to stand with me, but I don't need to talk. I don't need to teach nobody nothing.
Mm.
Just stand with me. What do you need? I really need to keep the bow ties. You know, show the brotherhood is together and look good, right? And then I called people. Oh, yeah, this, you know, we love you. You know, yeah, I know that. Yeah, we guys going to tell me love you. I'm telling you what they want to do, but this is how we feel about the Muslims. But always say one thing and agenda change. Okay, that don't have nothing to do with brotherhood. They're black, right?
Mm.
It has nothing to do with it. So then I call a pastor. And I'm talking to him, I get to the movie party, gets quiet. Now, I know he defeated them back in the day when Farrakhan had a little battle. I know Pastor Chip pulled out on top. So I know. The preacher says, I can't rock with them because they start off one way and up another. Now, I'm hearing this out of everybody's mouth that actually walked with them. Okay, that's why they said we need to go all week.
Yeah.
That walk with them are having some kind of denial of walking with,
because we're the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And it's like, I was just telling our team, and like how I was saying, I feel it's not even that's the spirit that the church, that God gives us, Jesus Christ gives us, not being cowards, you know, being a stand up.
Anybody need prayer? And you need some. You got a question? You need answered. You just want to talk about your day? Call in. You know, the number is 516-418-5857. And we love you.
Hey, look. Hey, tell them what's the word?
Publicity.
It's better than none.
It's better than none.
So if the stars do it, it's better than none. Right? But it's gonna be
it's gonna be us.
The mafia.
Christian mafia.
And they love it. Come on, pledge.
Record. Oh, that's like that.
All right.
All right. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance,
I pledge allegiance
to the Christian flag,
to the Christian flag,
and to the Savior,
and to the Savior,
Lord's kingdom is there,
Lord's kingdom is there,
one brother,
one brother,
for all mankind,
for all mankind,
with service, and love,
and love,
and so,
okay, don't you have a meeting or something? Yep, I need y'all to stay real quick. I need to explain something to y'all real quick.
Hold on, sir. Is it cut off?
No, but I said that to say I can feel why they don't I can feel it. Because it's like how can you stand with somebody whose values always changes?
And you know what? So this whole Black History Day is all Christian.
Yes. Because I'm on a